Over the last 5 months, multiple sled dogs in Nome were attacked by musk oxen in at least 4 separate incidents. In October, one of the attacks resulted in the death of a dog, and now people in the community, including the pet owner, are asking what can be done to prevent further loss of life. KNOM's Davis Hovey reports.
Longtime Nome resident Vicki Erickson has become accustomed to dealing with musk oxen near her home in the Icy View neighborhood. Erickson says over the last few years, she has lost 4 dogs to muskox attacks. During Erickson's latest encounter with muskoxen on October 3rd, which she describes as a traumatic experience, Erickson's family dog for 6 years, Bart, was fatally wounded.
I believe it was a Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I was at work and I got a call from my son saying, "You hurry, you need to get home. The muskox are all over our place and they've attacked our dog Bart, and I don't think she's going to make it."
Erickson says she then called Nome Police Department, and the dispatcher told her that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, or ADFG, would send someone to respond to the incident. Alaska Fish and Game biologist in Nome, Bill Dunker, recalled that the responding ADFG employee did not take action against the offending muskox in this incident.
Of the 4 instances where we had muskox that attacked dogs, 2 of those animals were shot and killed in defense of life and property. One of those animals was removed by the department, and the 4th animal we were unable to identify, and that animal did not, or those animals in the area did not continue to exhibit aggressive behavior, and so no further action was taken in that instance.
Dunker says various means used to deter muskoxen in the past have included inflatable bear decoys, water hoses, rubber bullets. Fish and Game has even experimented with bear urine-scented wicks. Most of those efforts have proved to be unsuccessful. Before her dog, Bart, was attacked for the 3rd and final time, Erickson says she and her husband took several preventative steps, including using different types of barriers.
You know, we were out of pens, and fences didn't hold them out, pens didn't hold them out, and this time Mitch had put a bunch of equipment. It looks terrible down there. He put a Jeep down there. We had Connex vans, the greenhouse, a smoker, an outhouse, 4-wheelers, snow machines all around these dogs, just trying to make some type of barrier. And one got in, and that was all she wrote.
When asked why these fatal encounters between dogs and muskoxen have been happening more frequently summer after summer in Nome, Dunker said he could not speculate on that. Erickson says she knows people, including herself, who have been threatened and charged by a muskox before. She suggests that further action be taken, like removing all of the muskoxen from within Nome City limits, before a muskox claims human lives as well.
"I'm so upset about the loss of my dog. I really don't care if they're herded out, airlifted out, or otherwise. You know, I don't think they should be allowed to be so well protected within the city limits that they put everybody else at risk."
So far, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has not proposed any further action regarding the regulation of muskoxen interactions with people and property. Erickson says for now, she and her family won't adopt any more dogs in order to prevent more animals from being killed by muskoxen. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.